My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the parable we just heard in the gospel today is the parable of the wicked tenants. And as it stands in Matthew, it is clearly an allegory. That is a kind of code which its major element in the parables symbolizing something outside of the story. The tenants of the vineyard, those responsible for the harvest, are the authorities entrusted to God by God with leading Israel to fruitful obedience, but who fail to carry out their charge. The slaves who are sent again and again only to be rejected and abused stand for the prophets, calling the people to faithfulness. The owner's son is, of course, Jesus himself, the stone rejected by the builders, who is thrown outside of the vineyard and killed. On the basic levels, my dear brothers and sisters, the parable is an allegory about the disobedience of the people of Israel, especially their leaders, and the consequent turn to God toward a new people, the followers of Jesus Christ. This is no basis for congratulations. However, the Christian church is now in the position of being tenants, and the parable begins all over again. Now, the church is responsible for the harvest of the vineyard and is challenged to be a people that will produce the fruits of the kingdom. What kind of fruits do we offer to God for all the graces we have received? Recognizing that God is the owner of everything we possess, we will strive to be grateful. We will strive to be generous and humble workers in the Lord's vineyard. This is always a challenge for all of us as Christian believers, to really be grateful for the graces and blessing we have received. And we are in charge and responsible to proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God to our brothers and sisters we meet every day. Amen.